Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
For keeping moving, we put 2 minutes on the clock and we just scroll through trending stories as fast as we can. We know that you ain't got any time, so we do it for you. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Hannah, in the Hollywood hashtag, you told us a lot about what Wood was about and confirmed from Taylor's perspective. What does Taylor's mom think about the song?
Oh boy, I've always been nervous about this. What?
Taylor shared that her reaction, that her mom thinks the song is about superstitions. She said, yeah, she says she thinks it's a double entendre that could be consumed in different ways. And her mom thinks it's a song just about, you know, getting lucky.
Yeah, it is.
And it's just a superstitious song. Girl, your mom gets it. She's a mom.
Naive bliss.
Yeah, you're so. Trying to act like your mom doesn't know. Your mom knows, okay, Taylor? We could all act like your mom don't know, but your mom knows. Man charged for nearly $20,000 for a parking at the Denver airport.
You know what? This is a sensitive topic here on the Brett Mega Show, parking tickets. Let's hear it.
Okay. So a Colorado man went to go park at the parking garage, thought it was a 27-minute time, thought it would be a $7 fee, which still seems outrageous, you know, airport parking. As he goes through the gate, they say, hey, we charged your car $19,824. He's like, what the heck? I guess his car and the license plate looked so similar that it misread that someone had been parked there since June 6th and accumulated 169,000 minutes.
Whoa.
But it charged his card, and then he had to go and like protest it and go back and do all this stuff. But it looked so similar that someone who parked there on June 6th.
Dude's probably never going to park in a parking garage again.
Probably freaking F out. Jeff Bezos says millions of people will be living on space in the next couple of decades.
Keep it moving. That will not be me.
I feel like some of us are already living on space. How do women feel about men's chest hair?
Bad. Yeah, not good.
No, you're wrong. Polls show that women like moderate chest hair.
No.
Yes, they do not like shaved chest. That actually ranked the least. They don't like shaved chest. They feel like it's scratchy, not good.
Nope.
They like moderate chest hair. And then the second, which was like hairy chest.
Never.
Mm-mm. Well, the people have spoken and they disagreed with you.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Kevin sent Hannah an inappropriate text message, guys. Has anyone ever had a text message, whoops, didn't mean that, typo, that was inappropriate, didn't mean to say that word. Something was embarrassing, you sent it to the wrong person, you sent a text message that was meant for a friend, but it went to the wrong person. 855-444-MEGA. If you have a whoopsie text message or an email, you meant to say something else, and then you look back at the email and you're like, oh my God, what was I saying? That's such a bad typo. 855-444-6342. Hannah, tell everyone what Kevin said to you.
So me and my boyfriend Julian were wanting to go out to eat at this restaurant that had Doc in the name. And all of a sudden on Sunday, I get a text from Kevin that says, did you make it to the loading?
Beep.
Not Doc.
Insert Travis Kelce Wood.
Yeah. Other word instead. And I got that text and my like literally jaw fell to the floor. And I just like showed my boyfriend. I was like, this has to be a mistake.
Did you think it was a mistake or did you think he was because you were the reason you guys were doing this like birthday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A celebration. Do you think he was asking, like, if you got...
Oh, if I got some.
If you got some, yeah. Do you think Kevin was just generally curious? Right. Kevin, were you just generally curious about
it? Knowing that it was Kevin and he's like my dad, no. Kevin, I never thought that.
Were you just curious? Was their birthday
celebration? But then
explain yourself,
I'm
man.
I'm sure after the response, so Hannah just sends a bunch of crying, laughing emojis, and my response to that was, ha, all that talk about that this week.
Oh, my God, so he did mean it. Oh, my God.
No way.
So.
Did you mean it?
No, I did not.
What? Yeah, I thought it was funny because usually Kevin's pretty, like, quick to text. So I thought that he would have sent a text right after that and been like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. My wife's going to kill me for saying that. But he didn't say anything. So I sent back the laughing faces and then he
was out. Yeah.
He was like, yeah. This is like. Pornhub before,
that
like AOL dial-up days.
Yeah,
loading duck.
I was like, why is Hannah laughing at my... Oh, I see
loading.
Why.
Yeah.
So you didn't even catch it at first until she laughed back?
I did not catch it until she laughed back.
Guys, that reminds me. Remember when I called like that bigwig for our company, Brain, instead of Brian?
Yeah.
I didn't catch it till later when I called him the wrong name, and I just called him a nickname, Brain, in an email. And that was embarrassing. And then Hannah and I like went to like for drinks with him, and I had to be like, what up, Brain? Fist pumping.
Yeah, that made it worse.
Yeah, that made it definitely worse. Anyone out there that has ever pulled a Kevin where you sent an accidental text message where some of the words may have been inappropriate to your boss, to a coworker, to a friend. Maybe you sent a text message to the wrong person, had a typo in an email. They're like, I did not mean that. You know what I constantly do all the time?
Spell things wrong.
Well, that, but... sometimes that I think is intentional. I'm just trying to stay on brand. But I want to go say the word sec.
Yeah.
S-E-
it's always
S-E-
sex.
S-E- it's
and I
sex.
Always say sex. It
yeah.
always, I'm like, give me a sec. And it's like, give me sex. I'm like, I didn't mean that.
All right. Brett's getting some.
I
yeah.
do that to, I do it to like literally everybody. Like everyone just thinks I'm begging them for sex. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Anyone out there ever have a text message typo that was embarrassing or super awkward? You sent it to the wrong person. A typo happened. You're like, no, that's not what I meant. I swear. 855-444-6342. Hannah says she's been laughing all for like 5 days now, ever since Kevin's typo.
Yes, Kevin was trying to text me about a restaurant and say loading dock, but instead he asked me about loading...
not dock.
D.
Big old yeah. docks. Big yeah. old docks, you know, you could park your boat at.
Yeah. I tend to make that error a lot. We were talking about chicken dip on
oh
the air.
Oh, my God, yes. And Kevin and said it on the air.
Yeah, yes, ugh. I did. So
he's like, but and the funniest part is he didn't just say, like, he you made it. He said, I love it. He goes, I love buffalo
chicken,
dips.
Yes.
I love big dips. I love yeah. big
whoa.
Dips.
You guys are talented for holding yeah. your tongue.
855-444-6342. The fact that I just had to yell out, I love big dips, is just an embarrassing thing.
Something.
In a nutshell.
But quite impressive.
Vicky, you had this happen before.
Yes.
You sent a text message to someone that was the wrong one.
Completely wrong. It was my new boss. I texted him, I love and miss you. It was meant to be for my husband.
Oh,
I
just
love and
job,
miss you.
And you just started working
yes.
there? This boss is like, wow.
Yeah,
we got a stage five clinger.
Day two.
No one wants.
Day two.
Day two. No one
day
wants
two.
To work with that like crazy person, too. That you know that boss like got a text message like, oh, man, I gave Vicky the wrong impression. She is a crazy one. What am I going to do? That's what he probably thought.
and he has a British accent, so maybe that was it.
Yeah, it's even better when they have a British accent. Love that. Hannah, there's a text message.
Yeah, we got a ton. One of them says, I sent an email to my son's brand new high school, and in the email it corrected the teacher's name to Chainsaw. I had no idea until my husband told me after the teacher had already responded. I was so embarrassed.
Hey, Chainsaw. Wow, yeah. Like, it makes it feel like you have a nickname for them in your home, too. Like, oh, we call them Chainsaw.
We got another one that was a girl texting to ask for a playmat for, like, a baby. And instead, she texted someone and asked if they had a playmate.
Oh. Like, hey, all right.
You got one of these?
You wanted to not use your name, so we'll call you, like, Annie. You know, anonymous.
Great.
Annie over.
Wonderful.
Here. What happened?
I was on the phone with my boss. He had called with a couple questions, and, you know, when you're just going through the motions and you're kind of multitasking, and when you go to hang up, you say, "Kay, love you, bye." So I said, "Kay, love you, bye," and then I hung up, and I stared at my phone, and I thought, oh, dear God. So then I called him back, and I said, did I just end that phone call kind of strangely? And he just went, nope, didn't at all, and hung up.
Oh, wow. Oh. Both were awkward about it. Oh. My favorite part is that you called back, too.
I know. Like, that's I would have called back.
Yeah. Yeah, I panicked.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Brett Maga Show during Homecoming Spirit Week. You can follow along on our Instagram, because every single day we're dressed in different themes. Today, some of us aren't wearing pants. Some of us are wearing ties. It's Zoom call day. So it's professional up top, party on the bottom. If you want to see our bottoms, you can actually see them. Go to our Instagram, the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Taylor addressed things on Fallon last night that I never thought she would. Like, why she turned down being the halftime performer. I'll tell you why she did that and all the other tea next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Last night was Taylor's big night on with Jimmy Fallon. And guys, like, I'm not even a full-blooded Swiftie, and I loved every single second of it. They covered so many different topics that I feel like we've been dying to get answers over, like the halftime rumors, for example. We've heard she was doing it at first. We heard she turned down the opportunity because the halftime performance wasn't like a paid thing. She cleared all that up.
The whole season, I am locked in on what that man is doing on the field. I'm not. Can you imagine if, like, he's out there every single week, like, putting his life on the line, doing this very dangerous, very high pressure, high intensity sport? And I'm like, I wonder what my choreo should be.
Oh my gosh, honey, let me have one thing.
So, Brett, I feel like it was you who kind of said, like, I don't think that she wants to cross over to, like, in his career territory. And you were right. She doesn't.
I think there's no way, if you care about someone, you perform while they're doing their thing. Like, I think personally that this is Travis's last year. And although the Chiefs are 2-3, say they make it to the Super Bowl, his last game ever, his wife or soon-to-be wife is not going to be able to watch the first half or watch the game. Mm-hmm. Like, she wouldn't be supportive at all. And I don't think that's who Taylor is. So I just felt like, yeah, I think until Travis is done playing, we won't see Taylor performing. And then it seemed like all those rumors about money or not being on the footage, she had put to rest and really made me hopeful that she might do it in the future, because it wasn't over money. It wasn't over value.
Right. We definitely cleared up those rumors. And then, of course, when she was on with Jimmy, we got to hear about her brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. And the whole time I wanted questions and stuff to be about her song Wood, because I was the one on the show who's probably the most fascinated or, like, taken back by that song. And Jimmy went there. He asked her, like, how in the hell were you inspired to write this?
Well, I know she was inspired.
No, it started out, like, I don't know what happened, man.
It went off the rails.
I got in there, we started vibing, and I don't know. I don't know how we got here, but I love the song so much.
I love it. She couldn't even fake it either. She said earlier, like, in the interview too, like, at first it started out as, like, an innocent song. It almost wanted to be a song about, like, metaphors, like, knocking on wood is a metaphor. And then she said they started vibing. And
vibing, yeah, I bet she vibed.
To me, like, Jimmy was just, like, the perfect person to interview her, because I felt like it was a friend vibe. Jimmy wasn't nervous and Taylor wasn't nervous. So when he asked her what I think, like, the biggest question that you could ask Taylor Swift about right now and the most personal about her engagement, I think he was the perfect person to ask her, and she was so excited to answer.
He went and you got engaged right after the podcast.
Yes. So basically, I think for Travis, the podcast was just sort of like a distraction, sort of ruse to keep me not looking out the windows of the house.
It was all happening. Was the backyard like, normal when
well,
you got there?
I was
there?
Like, I don't. Every time he does the podcast, it's not like he like blacks out all the windows. It's like the drape is like fully like just blackout drapes on every single window of the whole house.
Yeah, you're like, honey, like, this is real secretive.
So serious about this.
I love that. So we got to clear up the rumor. We kind of like speculated that he did it after they recorded the New Heights podcast, and that was true. They filmed
it. Yeah, it's crazy that Swifties clocked that because of the headphone indent in her hair.
Yes.
Literally.
I'll be honest, I didn't believe it. I thought that seems crazy.
I didn't
crazy.
Either.
There's
I always
no way.
Believed it.
You did always believe it. I was shocked for her to be like, yeah. I just feel like after you, they probably recorded that podcast for like an hour and a half. After an hour and a half podcast, like, just think about if you got proposed to right after doing this radio show. Sometimes you're just exhausted.
Right.
I just cannot believe after recording this huge podcast that broke every record, something bigger was happening that we didn't even know as those two were getting engaged.
I can't believe that in an hour and a half it took the florist to set up that garden oasis in the back. They were probably sweating their tails off.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega. Mind.
We do the Megamind question of the day. This is the top thing people stain their carpet with.
I'm going to guess and say wine.
Okay.
I'm going to say ketchup.
Ketchup.
Ew.
I'm going to say puke.
Ew.
Someone got it right, guys. Mm. Who got it right? This is the top thing people stain their carpet with. 855-444-MEGA. Who do you think got it correct? I'll tell you who next.
Mega Minds.
All right, guys, this is the number one thing that stains people's carpets. Someone got it right. Hannah, your guess was?
I said wine.
I said ketchup.
I said throw up.
What's happening at your place, AB? What is going on?
I just am thinking of the kids when they don't know they're going to throw up and they just like lean over the bed and it goes everywhere.
True, true. Good, valid point. We can't judge you anymore, but you're not right. It's red wine.
Hey!
Which sometimes leads to throw up too, you know?
You never know. True.
We're going to take it back to some of those old school games you used to play as a kid. Heads up. We're going to play it live on the radio in less than 3 minutes. It's always a fun week here on the Brett Maga Show. Annually, we do the Homecoming Spirit Week, where each day is a different theme and we're dressed up in different attire. You can follow along on our Instagram page as each day we all get into it ourselves. Like, well, I wonder what Hannah's going to be wearing. I wonder what Kevin's going to be wearing. Follow along on our Instagram, the Brett Maga Show, and you can see all of our different outfits for Homecoming Spirit Week. And to have some fun with it, we're going to play some of those old school kind of party games that you used to play as a kid. And then every now and then, when as an adult, you still find time to play it. And it's that heads up game where a lot of people love this game. It started off like old school, and then it became a digital app where you just hold it to your phone and you have to basically, people will describe it without using their pronouns or anything like that. You can't use those proper nouns of anything. You can't use anyone's actor's names or anything like that, but you have to describe. We're going to do movies. We'll hold it up to our head and that person has to try to guess. We're going to play together as a family. Okay.
I'm scared.
Okay. My family loves to play this at the bar.
Do not screw this up, AB, for us. We have to pick a number that we think we can get up to and see if we do it.
How long is the timer?
60 seconds. And we have AB on the team.
I think we can get three.
Three?
Three?
What?
That's an embarrassment. You're embarrassing us.
I was going to say at least six.
I was going to say seven. Say seven.
Wow, okay. I was going to say five.
You six, seven,
six, seven, okay, let's go for 6-7.
Okay.
All right, I'll start it. I'm going to place it on my floor.
It's upside down.
Okay, you can't read?
Pass.
This is a movie? Pass.
Kevin.
Pass.
Oh,
pass.
Yeah.
Pass. You're not going to get it.
Okay. Oh, my God.
It's not loading.
Pass.
It's still not loading.
It says pass.
Okay.
Oh, hey. You keep passing it.
Stop, I haven't moved it.
I knew he'd be bad at this.
This is terrible. You guys are 6-7 me.
Yeah, pass this one too.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You're not running.
Walking.
Yes.
Walk to Remember.
Yes!
See, I'm good. You guys suck. One. Let me save the team here. All right.
Oh, hey, it's a World War II movie.
Yeah, it's a World War II movie.
Oh,
they're,
great.
They're searching for him the entire time.
Right. The mission is the man.
You're not giving something away.
You're taking.
Oh, my God, you two. This is one of the biggest movies of all time.
Right. Taking.
There's
taking
15
homes.
Seconds left. We have 1 point.
I'm passing this thing.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, it's you.
Your hair color.
Yes.
Blonde. Lawyer. Legally blonde.
Yes,
pass it to AB.
I have like 2 seconds
left. Oh, hey,
left.
It's got it's Woody one of the, and Buzz.
You can't
Toy
use
Story?
That, Kevin, but we'll count it or something.
Toy Story?
I'm using it with AB.
And guess time. What? Time's up, and we got 3, and I was right. Oh!
Yeah, but you guys
it was
suck.
Just Brett. And it was because of Brett.
The whole thing up.
Me. I did not mess the whole thing up. I was carrying the team.
You had it upside down, crooked. You're messing the whole thing up.
I immediately got legally blonde for us. I yelled out, this is you. Clearly, Hannah.
AB was the one to help on that.
Thank you.
Whatever. And Kevin used Buzz and Woody at the end. I mean, we were just desperately throwing up Hail Mary.
This is what happens with family games. Yeah. Family fighting.
Now I'm pissed at everyone on the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.